Big Country 103.1. Happy Friday, everybody. I'm David Kroll, and on the phone with me right now is a good friend of mine. She's originally from Salem, Iowa, and on this season of The Voice, Callie Wilson. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm doing so good. It's Friday. Let me ask, are you in L.A. right now?
I am currently in L.A., yes.
I'm guessing that the weather is a little better there than it is here right now.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a cool breeze, but not too bad.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen we have snow, right?
Yeah, I saw that. That's something that I don't miss.
I don't blame you there. Well, let's get right to it. So, the first thing I want to talk to you about, because when we were living together as roommates in Tennessee, I remember a lot of times playing Taylor Swift songs with you in the living room, and you got to meet Taylor Swift. Not only did you get to meet her, but you got to work with her. Tell me what it was like when you walked in the room and Taylor Swift was standing there.
It was pretty crazy. They, you know, all the production and everything, they made it out to be a surprise for all of us contestants. And so when we walked in, we had absolutely no idea who it was. We just knew that it was going to be this mega mentor, this huge star. And I had absolutely no idea who it was. We walked in and, I mean, honestly, who doesn't know who Taylor Swift is? So we're like, this is incredible. We're going to be getting advice from one of the biggest stars in the world right now. So
yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
She is like as big as it gets. I mean, that's just, I was so happy for you that you got to meet with her and actually get some advice. Like, she mentored you on your song and kind of helped you out a little bit. How was that, getting advice from Taylor Swift?
She was so nice and really, you know, understood what we were trying to do with the songs at first. And she was just there to give us pointers. Honestly, her stage direction on performance is incredible, and she gave incredible insights to how a song can be conveyed to an audience. That was one of the things that she focused on. I mean, she mainly focused on that for me, especially because she wanted me to convey the emotion that I was feeling during the song, and it was incredible. She gave such good advice.
Yeah, and you nailed it. I can just see, like, I could see that you took what she said very seriously, and Blake kind of gave you some advice too, and you totally conveyed that emotion, not only in your voice but also like on your face to the viewers. I mean, I've watched the clip several times. And I cannot watch it without getting chills every single time. You did so good, Callie. That was so good.
Well, thank you. I felt incredible up there on that stage, and I knew that I was going against an incredible artist in Marina. And I just went out there with nothing to lose, and I loved the song that I was doing. And so I just, you know, I went so hard, I smudged my lipstick. So, you know, you did well when you smudge your lipstick.
It's all good. So I got to ask, so you did a great version of Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. I'm just curious, like, how much time do you get to rehearse with the band? Because you guys played it. The way you sang it and the way they played it, it seemed like you guys have been doing that version for years together. So I'm just curious, how much rehearsal time do you get?
We get a couple of rehearsals with the band, but they're all world-class musicians, and Paul, the band leader, is incredible. I mean, he's got amazing ideas, and he's been on tour with giant stars, and so he knows how to work with an artist, and he pretty much reads your mind when you come into a room and talk about an arrangement. And we had a couple of rehearsals, but I mean, nothing too lengthy. We went in there, we talked about what I wanted to do, and they just read my mind.
That's awesome.
They came up with that version. Yeah, they came up with that version, and I wanted to play guitar on it and show that I had some talent with an instrument. And so it went really well. And honestly, they don't need it any time. They can play whatever they feel like to perfection.
Well, that's so cool. Okay, so you clearly nailed it, and Blake picked you as the winner. So was Gracie your girlfriend, or was your mom there at all, had they gone home at this point?
Yes, so they actually had been home, and so I had to make that phone call.
That was my next question. So how was the who'd you call first, and what'd you say?
I believe I called Gracie first because I think my mom was still at work, possibly.
Okay.
And so I called Gracie, and I said I won, and she said, "No way, did you really?" Because we had talked about it, and you know, she knew how incredible Marina was, and it could go either way, and
right.
So she was ecstatic when she heard from me and heard the results. She was she told me she was scared to kind of answer the phone because she was like, "Oh, this could be good news or it could be bad news."
Yeah. So I'm guessing you called your mom next or later in the day or something, right? How did your mom react?
Yeah. Oh, she was so proud of me and just like over the moon excited that I made it into the top 20, and she couldn't be prouder of me, and it was nice to call her up and give her the good news.
That's so cool. All right, so you're off to the live shows, right? And you, like you said, you're now in the top 20. When did the live shows start?
The live shows start on November 11th. There's a show on that Monday night, and then people vote. So,
sweet. And in order to vote, they have to get the app on their phone, right? The Official Voice app.
Yes. And that's one thing, you know, I'm going to need everybody's help with, everybody's support, especially my Southeast Iowa fam. You just download the Voice app, and you can even create your own team and kind of get invested in the show that way. Pick your favorite contestants. And then when it comes time, you know, that's how you vote. So got to make sure and download that app and vote for me if you'd like to.
Well, I guarantee you have the full support of everybody here in Southeast Iowa. I bet every single person in Salem, Iowa will be voting for you for sure. I don't know how many people that actually is. What is the population of Salem? Do you know?
I think it's around maybe like 380 people or something like that.
Well, you're guaranteed it's 380 votes. All right. So do you know yet what you're going to be doing for the first live show? Do you know what song you're going to be doing?
I actually do know, but it's top secret. But I can assure you that it's incredible, and I'm so excited.
Oh, cool.
So excited to sing it.
Do you know what you're going to wear yet?
I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. I have to figure that out.
I had to ask. So before we wrap things up, Blake Shelton, definitely, you're on Team Blake. Blake Shelton was mesmerized during your performance. I could just tell you are one of his favorites on his team. Do you have any funny Blake Shelton stories? Has he done anything funny since you've been there? Do you have anything like that to share?
I mean, he's honestly, we've probably talked about Salem, Iowa more times than I can count.
I know Blake's a big hunter. I know he's been like deer hunting in Salem quite a few times, right?
Yeah. He's got a couple friends that have a hunting show, I believe, that live in Salem. And so he had asked me, you know, the other day, like, how do they not know you? Because that town is so small and all that stuff. But I guess they had heard of me. He's been asking all around his friends in Salem if they know me or not. But I think we've talked about Salem the most, and then just kind of where I want to go. But he's a funny guy, and he likes to joke around, but mostly about the little town that I'm from.
Yeah. Well, and Gwen seemed to be completely like mesmerized by you two. I actually felt like Gwen was loving your performance the most. Like, she was the first to stand up and start clapping for you as soon as the song ended. Have you had much interaction with her at all?
I think every time that I've been on stage and I've, you know, had the chance of Gwen talking to me and telling me what she thought of my performance, I think she said incredibly nice things every time. And for this particular performance, it wasn't shown on TV, but I remember getting done with my song and her beginning to talk to us and her just saying one time, "I just wish you were on my team." And that just made my, that yes. made my entire life.
That is so, yeah. so awesome. Well, that's great.
Yeah, so she's been incredibly, incredibly nice and supportive. And I think she definitely gets who I am as an artist. And it was a little sad I didn't pick her. And I am a little sad, but, you know, if I get a chance to work with her at all in the live shows, I would love that.
Yeah.
I know Blake and Gwen come as a package.
That's what
deal,
I was just
so
gonna
I'm
say. I was just gonna say that. Well, cool. So the live shows start. You said November 11th.
November 11th.
Okay.
The live playoffs begin.
Sweet. So everyone's got to get the app. All right. Well, Callie, thank you so much. I know you're busy. Thank you for taking the time. And we're gonna have to catch up on other things in our lives here in the next couple days. All right.
Of course, of course.
We won't do that on the air, though.
Too many long stories.
I know. Well, good luck. We're so proud of you, and we're going to be rooting and voting for you as well. So just know you have the support of all of us at Big Country and in Southeast Iowa. Thank you once again, Callie Wilson. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you so much, David. It was a pleasure being on air with you.
Ah, shucks. And it's always a pleasure talking with you as well. You can catch Callie Wilson on this season of The Voice on NBC every Monday and Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And don't forget to get that app so you guys can vote for her. Thank you so much again. And Callie, good luck. I'm David Kroll. This is Big Country 103.1.